beginning of the year. It's taken from the book of Colossians, the second chapter, beginning with verse 6. And St. Paul writes, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power." Here ends the lesson. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. It is my honor to welcome you, parents, faculty, staff, alumni, and friends of Bethany Lutheran College, and especially you, students, to campus as we open the 2024-25 academic year, Bethany's 98th year in providing Christian higher education. I don't think it comes as a surprise to anyone when I make the statement that there's been a lot of attention in the media in the past couple of years about American higher education. And quite frankly, most of it has not been positive. Leading the headlines are reports of campus unrest over free speech, news of student fallout over the delay in the FAFSA, that financial aid form for students, many stories about both public and private institutions having to make budget adjustments because they just can't make ends meet. And then to put icing on the cake, there remains ongoing concern about the value of a college education. Is it worth it? A common opinion continues that college just costs too much, and that a good employment can be gained without a college degree. There may be some validity and some of that in general. As president of Bethany, I have to tell you that the value of a college education nationally is not what's of importance to me. Instead, what's most important to me, to our faculty, staff, administration, and Board of Regents, and what should be of most importance to you students, is the value of a college education here at Bethany. Over the past year or so at Bethany, we've been on a quest to ask our alumni just what they see as the values gained or the advantages of a Bethany education. Let's not focus on what's going on everywhere else. Let's focus on what's going on here. Is a Bethany education a trusted and valued experience that prepares alumni for what we claim in our mission, to prepare you students for productive and fulfilling lives? A quick and short answer to the question is a resounding yes. A Bethany education, our alumni report, has great value. And a survey of them conducted this past year, and including our recent May 2024 graduates, they reported the value gained through a Bethany education includes some of these factors. First and foremost, a Christian perspective toward the events and issues in our world, and a Christian campus environment here at Bethany. The value of friendships gained and the network that's acquired through our close-knit campus community. The value of personal mentoring of students from our faculty and staff. The advantage of small class sizes that enable individualized attention. The development of professional skills. A love for learning that's fostered through Bethany's broad liberal arts approach to the curriculum, and a quality education that provides students many opportunities to explore and to develop their God-given gifts and talents, among others. On top of what our alumni are saying, we can add to the narrative the successes of our graduates. Like the stories we hear about the positive experiences they have in their programs and the accolades that they receive. Or like our 4 and 6 year graduation rates, or our 4 year completion rate, or the high percent of them getting accepted into their first choice of a graduate program, or the high percent being fully employed within 6 months of their graduation. Or simply our national ranking for graduates' upward social mobility. There's something else worth noting in regard to Bethany's liberal arts approach to the curriculum that we provide our students. A liberal arts approach at Bethany means that our students engage in a large number of disciplines of study throughout their education, the highest in the state, as a matter of fact, that expands their depth of study in their chosen majors and minors, which has the impact of transforming our students into well-rounded and informed citizens. This contrasts with post-secondary education that only provides training so that you may pursue a vocational employment in a specific field. The value of such an education is worth noting. In a study conducted just last year by Gallup and the Lumina Foundation, they pointed out some amazing findings in this regard. First, they affirmed what we've known for a long time, that indeed a college education over a lifetime of employment does lead to greater earnings. So this notion that you can get a good job right away without college, maybe. But over a lifetime of learning, what the Lumina Foundation found out is that with a college degree over a lifetime, you'll earn about $1 million more than one with only a high school degree. But most intriguing, they found that a college degree has great value beyond financial gain. The findings of their studies show that additional years of education beyond high school make for a healthier, more civic-minded individual who is more likely to interact in their communities and find vocations that align with their gifts and talents. In short, a college education, beyond earning power, improves one's life, one's well-being. So how's that for value? These findings demonstrate good reason for the well-rounded liberal arts approach to the curriculum that we employ at Bethany. I spent the past several minutes highlighting the value of a Bethany liberal arts education. Students, we want you to know that we take what we do seriously, because one of our purposes at Bethany is to equip you with the knowledge you need, the understanding you need, and the adaptable skills that you need for productive and fulfilling lives in your families, your churches, your workplaces, and your communities. But to be honest with you, none of what I just shared is what I, as president, would want you to focus on. It's not what I think is Bethany's greatest value. If all we did at Bethany was to provide you a really great education so that you can go and be successful in this life, then quite frankly, I don't think Bethany needs to exist. It's Bethany's first purpose, our primary purpose. That's what makes Bethany a great value. At Bethany, you see, we engage all of you with your Savior Jesus, so that you may lead lives with purpose, with integrity, character, and unshakable Christian values. That's Bethany's greatest value. That's our greatest return on investment, because it's by faith in your Savior Jesus that you will have what's most important, eternal life in heaven. At Bethany, we integrate into the curriculum hope. Hope for your future. Not just hope for a good life here on earth, but unsure and certain hope in knowing that because of what Jesus has done for each of us, that by faith in him as your Savior, after this life, you will have life with him forever in heaven. A Bethany education provides us purpose, yes, for this life, and confidence, most importantly, that through Jesus, our eternal futures are secure. Bethany has remained steadfast in that mission and purpose throughout its now 98-year history, and among its 10,000 or more alumni. As a matter of fact, we believe in this primary purpose so much, we call it the one thing needful. And I'm confident that all Bethany alumni have been blessed with the opportunity to be engaged with their Savior Jesus through their time here on campus. A distinctively Christian liberal arts education is the exact training that you need. You, the next generation. It's what our times require. Bethany is among those institutions that cultivate both Christ-centered and intellectual virtue. Dear Bethany students, our faculty and staff warmly open our arms to welcome you this academic year. You're at the right place, where your God-given gifts and talents will be nurtured through a liberal arts higher education taught from a distinctively Christ-centered perspective. This is exactly what you need and what our society needs right now more than ever. To our new faculty and staff, your colleagues and I warmly welcome you, stand ready to assist you, and wish you God's richest blessings. And to all faculty and staff, to Bethany alumni and friends, on behalf of my administration and our Board of Regents, thank you for the roles that you are playing to advance the mission of this treasured college. Thank you for your prayers on behalf of Bethany and for your support in making Bethany a great blessing to our students, who we are blessed to serve. Amid these exciting yet challenging times, may our loving Heavenly Father richly bless us this academic year.
This time I will invite our people to be installed. New positions to come forward, please. Welcome to all of you. The Board of Regents of Bethany Lutheran College has appointed you, Angela Dabu, head coach of softball, women's softball, Mitchell Kreif, head coach for golf, Stephanie Heidorn, assistant professor of media arts, Michael Janes, head coach of tennis, Ryan Nichols, head coach for women's soccer, Lucas Seehofer, assistant professor, exercise science. I know you taught here last year, but we're putting you in officially now today. Leanne Staub, assistant professor in physics and STEM, and Elizabeth Stuckey, associate professor in nursing. As you assume the duties of your office, I ask you, in the presence of God and this assembly, do you promise, with the help of God, to discharge faithfully all the duties assigned to you according to the abilities that God has given you? If so, then answer, I do so promise with the help of God. In testimony of your sincere intent in making this promise, then give me your right hand. And now may the triune God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless all of you in your duties to the glory of his kingdom and for the welfare of his church. You may return to your seats. Thank you.
Last April, a group of outstanding high school seniors competed on campus for Bethany Lutheran College's substantial academic scholarships. All of these students had already qualified for a presidential scholarship valued at $13,000 per year. As a part of the competition, these students were given an hour to compose an essay based on a common topic, and each was given a 15-minute interview before a panel of faculty and staff members. The essay and the interview, along with their high school GPA and standardized test scores, were used to rank these students. In the end, three students emerged as recipients of our most prized scholarships, and in a moment, I would like to introduce them to you. But first, allow me a moment to tell you a little bit about the individuals to whom these special scholarships are named. Several years ago, an endowed scholarship was established to honor the memory of Dr. Sigurd Christian Ilvesacker. Dr. Ilvesacker was president of Bethany Lutheran College from 1930 to 1950, and the Ilvesacker Fine Arts Center was named in his honor. In the early 2000s, as then President Marvin Meyer was nearing retirement, a scholarship was established to honor his 43 years of service to the college. Dr. Marvin G. Meyer was president of Bethany Lutheran College from 1982 to 2002, and our Mathematics and Science building, Meyer Hall, was named in his honor. At this time, I'd like to invite this year's Meyer and Ilvesacker scholarship recipients to the stage. As these students are coming forward, I would like to acknowledge the returning students who currently hold these scholarships and recognize the enrichment that they have brought us to our campus. We are proud of the accomplishments these scholars are making on the Bethany campus as well as in their communities. Caroline Gernander, Lydia Thompson, Josiah Hoppe, Colin Yeager, Elise Van Evenhoven, Xavier Palmer, Amelia Fund, Emily Rouse, Gianna Spain, Caleb Tomhave, Jack Dupre, Natalie Hennig, Allison Rigg, and Aaron Stewart. Following our opening service, each of these outstanding students will receive a scholarship document which reads as follows. Bethany Lutheran College, Meyer Ilvesacker Scholarship, in recognition of high academic ability, Christian character, and leadership, Bethany Lutheran College awards this scholarship to the student's name awarded August 19th, 2024. Scholars, if you would please turn and face our congregation. At this time, I present to you these students as our top academic award winners. At this time, I will introduce them to you individually as well. Ben Halverson, Lexi Munier, and Braden Greenberger. We wish these students God's continued blessings on their academic pursuits and congratulate them on this academic achievement. Scholars, you may take your seats.
We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that by your grace you have given us your holy and blessed word, by which you also among us gather your holy Christian church. We humbly thank you for providing us with an institution of higher learning, where the precious knowledge of Christ our Savior can be confessed and taught. As we begin this academic year, we ask that your hand of blessing would rest upon teacher and student, that all learning may give glory to your name for the edification of your people and the welfare of our fellow man. Help us, O God, by your Holy Spirit, to keep your word in pure hearts, that we may be strengthened in Christian faith, perfected in holiness, and comforted in life and in death. Amen. I now declare the Bethany Lutheran College academic year of 2024-2025 to be in session in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.